Welcome to the demo video production tutorial. Here I'm going to describe the process, tools, and the resources. So, where to start in the process of making a video tutorial? If you are a beginner, it could be a frustrating moment from equipment to software, but in this video we will go through the process step by step. The ADDI model is the process traditionally used by instructional designers and training developers. There are five phases of the model: analysis, design, development, implementation, and evaluation, which represent a dynamic, flexible guideline for building effective training performance support tools such as video. At the analysis stage, research the topic that you will make a video tutorial for. Who is the audience and what are their characteristics? For example, this video is for beginners. Identify the outcome for the audience. For example, as the result, users will learn how to make a video tutorial. What is the timeline for project completion? Plan to send your video for the initial feedback and to have enough time left to resolve the issues before posting. At the design phase, write a script. You can use this template. I will share it in the link below the video. Design the user interface and user experience. Colors, music, no music. For intro, outro, use a color blend friendly palette. For example, blue, orange, or blue, red, or blue, brown. Apply a visual design. Choose a professionally looking background or a template for your video. At the development stage, you will need the equipment, a laptop, a microphone, and then a quiet room and a professional background and the look. Recording. Record sections of the video. There are plenty of screen recording tools. In the link below the video, you will find a document with the list of free tools and tutorials how to use them. It's important that free screen recording don't have watermarks, recording limits, and have a good quality. There are options like using Zoom to screen record and Windows pre-installed software. At the implementation stage, editing, trim, crop, and arrange the clip sections. Sound, re-record some sections if there are sounds issues, if sounds gets too quiet or sounds like microphone is too far. Sound is important for the visually impaired audience. There are free editing tools. The full list is in the link to the document below the video. Subtitles. For short videos, use YouTube Automatic Captions tool. You will find links to other subtitles generating tools and guides how to use them in the same document in the link below the video. You can also create your own captions. SRT files for captions are preferable because they are used on Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms. Make sure that captions are translatable. Upload your video on platforms, write a description, receive the feedback, resolve any issues, and publish. And here is the exercise. Make a video tutorial with translatable subtitles, not more than 5 minutes long. Share with 3 to 5 people for their feedback. Publish on platforms. Thank you so much for joining.